Back on the PM Sports page, it's now time to chat it up with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Sigourney Cross Country Senior Mason Moore. Mason, congratulations, and thanks for coming on this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Mason, you're off to a fantastic start to your senior campaign. A lot of top five finishes recently, most notably a second at BGM on Monday. So I want to talk about that one. 19 minutes flat. How would you just assess your overall race on Monday?
Well, I think it was pretty good, but the time wasn't great, but we knew that coming in with the hillier course and just a tougher course in general, but I think it went overall pretty well.
Well, you mentioned hillier course. They have a hill that's called the Cardiac Hill. You can kind of guess how tough that is. Just describe what it's like running up that hill, and what's the plan of attack going up against, you know, such a steep incline like that one has?
Well, running up it, it's not any fun at all, but you just got to drive your knees up and just keep going. It kind of slows down all your momentum, so you just got to carry momentum all the way up through the hill and just keep going once you get to the top.
Mm-hmm. You've been in cross country for a while. How do you think you've improved specifically these last couple of years?
Well, I mean, it's been a difficult year to kind of improve, though, because we kind of got off to a rough start. But just getting back and getting into condition and getting the older you get, you get stronger and your legs get stronger and you get a little bit taller. So it's pretty easy to improve. You just put in a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned it was such a weird off season with the pandemic. What were you able to do the last several months leading up to the season? You know, maybe that was different than years past, not being able to run with as many people.
Yeah, once June got started, we kind of did a little bit of a summer program, so we had a couple kids coming in at certain times, and we were able to run a little bit together, but it was kind of just nice to get back into the groove, but it was just a little bit different with this whole COVID thing. So, But it worked out, so we're here, so
sure.
That's a good deal.
Well, you are a senior. There's just a few runners this year on the Sigourney team, but nonetheless, you are the leader of the group. So what type of leadership role have you taken on? How would you describe yourself as a leader?
Well, leading with the younger kids is a big thing, especially with the junior high kids. They use us older kids as a role model, so it's just nice to be able to show them like your routine, pre-race routines and everything you do leading up to the race and do while you race, like teach them like course tactics or like ways to run better during the race and things to look for while you're running in. So it's just nice to kind of be able to lead and show them an example and lead by example.
Mm-hmm. You do have a new coach at the helm this year, Steven Satz. So what do you think of Coach Satz? What does he bring to this Savage program?
He just brings a little bit different energy. It's a lot different than we had in the past, and it's just a different kind of workouts and different routine that's something we're not used to. So I think it kind of gives us a just sense of new energy and just a little change for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gear up for really your final month in your prep cross-country career. So any goals that you have moving forward as we inch closer to the postseason?
Well, the goal for the end of the season is to make it back to the state meet, as I've already been there a few times. So that's the goal for this year, and the goal is just always try to get back there and do better than we have in the past years and finish off my career strong.
Mm-hmm. And then hopes to get back there, let's say that you're able to do. How do you think the experience of already being there can help you here in your senior campaign?
Well, I think the start's a big thing because there's so many people at the start and getting out and just staying consistent and being able to know what the course is like and how it runs and how to race the other people because there's so many people, so you're really not spread out from anybody at all. So I think it'll help quite a bit if we can be able to make it back there.
Mm-hmm. Mason, I want to hear what your favorite course is and why.
I'd have to probably go with Marshalltown. It's really flat and it's just different scenery and it kind of winds back into like cornfields and stuff, and I think it's just a faster course, and I enjoyed that last year at district, so I'll have to go with that one.
Cool. What do you think you enjoy the most about the sport of cross country?
Just being with a bunch of group of people and running and making memories and just being able to go out there and compete at a high level and do what we love to do.
Mm-hmm. When you do graduate in several months, have you thought about what next year brings?
Next year, we'll be attending engineering school at the University of Iowa next year, so that's the plan.
Okay. And what engineering program?
Civil engineering.
Civil engineering, okay.
Yep.
So first off, why Iowa?
I think it's pretty close to us, and there's not a whole lot of universities that offer that engineering degree anyway, and I've also had several relatives that have gone through there and gone through that program, so it was just an easier choice for me.
Sure. And why civil engineering? What got you inspired to want to go that route?
Well, I was looking at potential options, and it kind of caught my eye. And one of my cousins also, he did that, and he's got a good job, and he learned good up there at that school, so I think it'd be something that I would enjoy, and I'm good at math also, and that's a big thing in engineering is math, so
absolutely,
I think it'd be fun for me.
Good stuff. Last question before I let you go here, Mason. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Well, first of all, you got to get up and moving. You got to, whether it be stretching or running or just getting prepared, getting mentally prepared and getting ready to go before the race.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, Mason, congratulations on a fantastic start and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Mason Moore of the Sigourney Cross Country team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll take one final break and close things out on today's PM Sports page right after this on AIM.FM KCII.